morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. Three keys to quick performance improvements. An old business coach used to tell me I was literally smarter when on stage than off. Apparently, this is due to the endorphins that were at work when I was on stage speaking. I suppose the same is true for when I'm speaking on the radio, because wow! Did I come up with what I thought was a simple and succinct way to literally make difficult people disappear in your office, or at least difficult performance problems? In the past, I've shared lists of 5 to 10 steps in webinars and previous blog posts, and of course the book has 10 chapters, but many won't take the time to learn 10 different steps. So here's 3 that will feed the need of all my favorite Get It Done fans. You ready? First, assess the roles and responsibilities. Now, disregard in this particular step who's in the roles and just look at the jobs themselves. What is it you want someone in this job to do, and how do you want them to do it? Typically, these are referred to as job descriptions, so if you don't have them, create them. And think about the ideal criteria you would want for a top performer in each role. By the way, the same can be applied to roles not at work. What are the ideal characteristics you'd like to have in, say, a doctor? What about a mate or spouse? What about a best friend? Assess roles and responsibilities, which means ideal criteria as well. Second, examine who the people are currently in those roles. Now, this is deeper than merely identifying their names if your organization is large. Find out who they really are. What are their natural gifts, skills, talents, strengths, natural reactions to stress, and so on. If you don't have enough of a feel for who they are, use a profile tool. Make Difficult People Disappear talks about the core profile, and it's one we use frequently with great success. Use of a tool of this type not only will give you the information about who they are, but it gives the people in those roles information about who they are. Believe it or not, most don't know, and this newfound awareness is profound, but will also increase the amount of self-management they provide while employed in your organization. Third, bridge the gap. Or as they say in the UK, mind the gap. You see, the gap is important. And the larger the gap between the ideal criteria for a top performer in any role and the natural skills and talents of the person currently in that role, the greater the difficulty. Or said differently, the wider the gap between who they really are and their interest in doing what you want them to do, the more difficult they'll be. It's simple, really. If you've got a lot of really difficult people in your organization, then you've got a lot of folks who are stressed out trying to bridge the gap between what they do really well naturally and what you've asked them to do regularly. Close the gaps and the difficulty disappears and performance improves dramatically. Do nothing and you'll see the same difficulty likely get worse over time as their energy for bridging the gap continues to decline. Money, rewards, promotions, and incentives are all quick fixes and primarily band-aids for performance problems. They give a boost, much like the drink Red Bull, but the impending crash is a certainty. So the only question now is, do you really want the difficult people and difficult performance problems to go away and performance to improve, or do you simply want to keep buying Band-Aids? At Contagious Companies, I've always found it important that we don't sell Band-Aids or quick shots in the arm. But as I joked with a team member the other day, I would say we provide productivity pills, and more importantly, long-lasting performance results. In other words, we cure poor performance and leadership. It's contagious. You get it? If not, call me and I'll explain. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.